USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The president wants to be clear.
I condemn the KKK. I condemn all white supremacists. I condemn the Proud Boys. I don't know much about the Proud Boys, almost nothing, but I condemn that.
President Trump on the horn with Sean Hannity on Fox News Channel. The condemnation of white supremacist groups comes 2 days after the presidential debate in Cleveland. Trump was asked by moderator Chris Wallace to condemn white supremacist groups. He declined to do so, though the president's words to the Proud Boys to stand back and stand by prompted celebration among the classified hate group. President Trump also called out Democratic rival Joe Biden.
He should condemn also Antifa. Antifa is a horrible group of people. They kill people. What they do to people, and they're causing insurrection, they're causing riots. He doesn't want to do that.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
House Democrats approved a $2.2 trillion package of coronavirus relief. The Hill says that the vote happened after last-ditch negotiations between House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin failed to yield a bipartisan agreement, something echoed by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on Fox News.
I think what's happened here is we've gotten closer to the election. The spirit of bipartisanship on coronavirus that we had in March and April has largely disappeared.
Every Republican voted no. They said the spending levels were too high and money went to some programs unrelated to the coronavirus. The bill has no chance in the Senate, and the White House opposes the measure. On Wall Street Thursday, the Dow closed up 35 points. The Nasdaq was higher by an even 159 points. The S&P 500 up by nearly 18 points. For news anytime, log on to our website. It's usaradio.com. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Vice President Mike Pence campaigned in the heartland of America. The details and the latest from the campaign trail from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence hitting the campaign trail in Carter Lake, Iowa. The vice president advocating for the confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court.
President Donald Trump did his duty under the Constitution of the United States. And last Saturday, he nominated a principled conservative woman of extraordinary character and extraordinary intellect.
A relatively light campaigning day for President Trump, he spent his Thursday afternoon in New Jersey hosting a roundtable with supporters, and Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden campaigned virtually on Thursday.
President Trump signaled his campaign would reject any changes to the presidential debate format. The Commission on Presidential Debate said changes could be announced this weekend. The goal is to make the debates more orderly after Tuesday's face-off that saw President Trump and Democratic nominee Joe Biden go after each other and overstep each other as well as the rules. The president tweeted, "Why would I allow the debate commission to change the rules for the second and third debates when I easily won last time?" The commission is an independent body. The next debate is in a couple of weeks, taking place in Miami, Florida. Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 futures are down at this hour. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.